Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Hey, Curiosity Builders, I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. I have to be honest, I was feeling a little cynical this morning as I was writing this episode. Email after email, social media post after post, all promising the same thing. Success, better habits, more money, you get the idea. I just couldn't stop the deluge of content, and I started feeling the emotional effects, not to mention the strong desire to spend money and procrastinate on my work. However, in the midst of those feelings, I started asking questions. If we are all learning the same things, how can we be different? Can my system of creation do something with all this stuff? How does the creation process account for both inspiring and wasteful content? I'm going to dive into these questions as I explore the six key components of our system of creation. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/366. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms, an opportunity to keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios through the Curiosity Lab, and ways to support Getting Work to Work by purchasing posters, swag packs, and more. Last Friday, I talked about building a knowledge management system where it tracks what you know, and through the power of artificial intelligence and machine learning, it recommends the next steps for what you need to do to build on your knowledge. And as I was sitting around this morning, just looking at email after email, post after post, where a lot of people were just teaching some very similar things, just in different ways, this idea of the knowledge management system popped into my head because, in many ways, it's perhaps a system that could help me to avoid some of the repetitive nature of online courses and email marketing and platforms and all the stuff that we do as content creators and creative entrepreneurs to get our stuff in front of people. And I was starting to feel a little bit cynical, as I mentioned in the opening, because, you know, on one hand, it's like, what do you do? What do you do with all of this? And then on the other hand, it's like, well, I'm also doing the same thing with my email and my show. And so I think that cynical nature came from that tension between being frustrated, but also having to do similar things for my own work. And as I really started thinking about it, especially this idea of the knowledge management system, I was really trying to think, well, what is the system that I would be building? And it really comes down to this idea of a systematized habit-building machine, because really that's all education is. Yes, you know, you need to do the work, you need to do the reading, but when you can make learning a habit, do you really need a system to tell you what you need to learn next? That's a great question that I don't quite know the answer to, but my hunch is saying, yeah, that's probably right. Fortunately, as I was thinking about all these emails and this frustration, I started thinking about what a critical component of this knowledge management system would be. This is where I started replacing the phrase knowledge management system in my mind with system of creation. Because when we create things, we often need to learn new things, but we also need to do something with what we learn. We need to do stuff with what we know, with what we experience, and transform it into our creative work. And this fundamental question I started asking of myself with everything that I consume, whether it's email or movies or Instagram or LinkedIn, and it's this question of what are we doing with the knowledge? What am I doing with the knowledge? What am I doing with all of this content? Because in many ways, there's no point to a lot of this stuff other than the fact of entertainment in some hands, education and marketing on others. In this state of trying to ask these questions of what do we do with this? What are we doing with this knowledge? What are we doing with all of this content? It took me back to that question of if we are all learning the same things, how will we be different? And that's where I started to really think about it. If you're learning the same things, how do you transform it into something else? And that's where the system and process is really the focus of this episode. If you had the same process that I have, and we learned the same things, would we have the same output? I'm not necessarily sure, because even though we have the same process, we both would have a different system of creation. And that is the missing component of every course. Every learning moment and every interaction is a system of creation. And I'm going to dive into this idea in a second, but you know, it sometimes feels like a losing battle for creating new things, especially when it comes to art, media, music, creativity, film. There are so many new films, shows, songs, paintings, not to mention all of the history of these mediums. And the question is, why even attempt it? I don't know about you, but for me, it's because I can't not create. There is something deep within me that says create. But there's a caveat there. Create. But then the question immediately follows, but how will you be different? For everything you learn, everything you watch, everything that you experience, you need to push it through your creation system. And you need to make something from it. And as I was thinking about this, it naturally took me to food. Think about food. You eat it, depending upon what it is. Your body converts it in several ways into energy, into fat, into waste. It's pretty amazing what our body does with food. Similarly, what about the knowledge that we consume? Does your mind and system of creation do the same thing? Does it transform the junk content that you consume or the deep knowledge that you're attaining? And does it transform that into amazing works of art? Do we wait to be motivated and inspired to create? Or do we sit around waiting for it to strike while we get creatively fat? Or do we sit around avoiding the fact that we are knee-deep in our own creative waste? As I think about this system of creation, I really think that there are six key components of that system. It doesn't matter what the overall view of the system is. It takes an input, it does something with it, and it has an output. But these six key components are critical areas of what needs to be in that system. And the first one is just energy. And when I think of energy, it's like, how do you fuel your system so it works? And in many ways, energy could be an input, but it could also be what fuels the overall system to work. And earlier I mentioned that I was feeling cynical, and for me, sometimes cynicism can be a strong energy for me to kind of start thinking about and getting my system going. And it really created, so far, 10 minutes of content on this subject alone. Sometimes cynicism can shut you down, but what about frustration? Maybe you're frustrated about something, or you're filled with optimism and hope or inspiration. Or maybe on the negative side, you're fueled by comparison or even imposter syndrome. But how do you fuel that system and get that energy to a level at which it operates in a way that is able to then transform what you know and what you're consuming into your creative works? And that leads to the second key component of the system, is just transformation. How do you transform that energy into a creative byproduct? And there are so many ways that this stuff can be transformed. And three ways that I just kind of wrote down was, the first one was just remix, you know, taking an idea and remixing it, taking a song and remixing it, taking a concept from one medium and remixing it to something else. Or perhaps the second one, combining ideas, combining genres, combining one medium with another. But then the third one was just genre shifting. So what if you made a documentary in the style of a horror narrative? Or what if you made a horror narrative in the style of a documentary? And so by transforming that energy, you're then able to then really understand how the machine is able to take those inputs and put it out. The third area is just exercise. Every machine must be exercised and fine-tuned for optimum performance. We need to oil machines, we need to take care of them, because if we don't, they will break down and need to be repaired, and that's expensive. And the same thing is with our system of creation. How do we know if we're getting the best from our system or not? And that's where we need to put it through its paces. We need to be experimenting. We need to be trying things out. We need to be willing to take an idea that we get and wrestle with it and work and try things out. And speaking of work, the fourth one is just work. If you aren't working as part of your system of creation, it's not running. It's not going to be doing anything. Without work, energy goes nowhere. You're not transforming. You can't fine-tune your machine for optimum performance. And as you work, you get the fifth key component of the system of creation, and that's feedback. Then you get to know what's working, what's breaking down, what are you feeling, what are you processing, what are you thinking? Because I have learned to kind of understand my emotions and how to respond to them. So when I was feeling cynicism, that was a form of feedback that I could then feed into the machine of how I write the show and then go through the process of, you know, transforming it if I wanted to, using that energy, trying some things out. And that's the important role of feedback. And feedback is a critical in pretty much every stage of the creation process. The last part of the system of creation, the sixth key component that is really interesting to me, is waste removal. How will you expel the waste of your system? And I was thinking about this. I was also thinking about the waste of content that maybe isn't what we thought it was going to be, and we wasted some time exploring it. How do you then use waste as an input into your system of creation? How do you be able to benefit from something that maybe wasn't as impactful as you thought it would, and yet, you know, create something with it? I think about biodiesel, you know, running your car with used French fry oil. I mean, that's one way of a waste of one system as an input to another system and converting it to energy. And that right there is like what we are really getting at when we're producing our own work. We're looking at so much stuff every single day. How do we transform that? How do we get inspired? But also, how do we get back those minutes and hours looking at something that wasn't what we thought it was going to be? And I think as we break down this system of creation, it really comes back to this idea of, if we're all learning the same things, how will we be different? And these are the areas in which there are infinite possibilities for difference to appear and emerge from this work. So if you were to sit down and define your system of creation, what would it look like? Would it have these six key components, or would there be something else? I hope you'll explore this concept, because I'm going to keep thinking about it and keep sharing what I'm kind of thinking about this system, what it's looking like, because these are questions that I'm feeling and that I want to answer for my own life and work. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.